Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem. We provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
Ari Yanko Meadowlands Uta Uta Makua Ari Ari Yanko Meadowlands Uta Uta Makua Ari Ari Yanko Meadowlands Uta Uta Makua Ari Ari Yanko Meadowlands Meadowlands Meadowlands
listening to ICANN, and this is the International Dance Hour. That piece of music was called Meadowlands. It's from South Africa. Later, we'll hear more music from South Africa. This next song is from Kenya, a country in Eastern Africa. It's called Nakumbuka. It means I remember in Swahili. And this song is all about the people that bother you the most. Your brothers and sisters.
Nakumbuka tulikuwa marafiki. Nakumbuka tulikuwa familia. Utotoni tulikula meza moja. Chochote kidogo tulikuwa twagawanya. Bona sasa umebadilisha mwendo. Kuna shida karibia unieleze. Tabasamu imeshakwisha potea.
Wasura. Yeah, yeah. Mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada
itakuwa sawa.
Nakumbuka tulikuwa marafiki. Nakumbuka tulikuwa familia. Bona sasa umesha nisaliti. Palipo mzozo ni vizuri kutatua. Binadamu hatukosi kuzozana. Masengenyo hayana faida kamwe. Sama, ndivyo tuendele. Yeah. Oh, mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote ndugu
itakuwa sawa.
Mambo yote dada.
From South America.
Time. To want it on, all the children run. Dubai Chili Baby, Tolom and Plum, Greedy Alvin, Only Begging, None For You, Sistine G. Marvin. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell ring, children screaming, recess, recess time. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring and all children screaming, recess, recess time. In a corner, I see Jai brother concentrating on some aluan paratha. I see Miss Ansel sitting by the table drinking Morbi, but none for me, but that's alright. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring, children screaming, recess, recess time. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the school bell ring and all children screaming, recess, recess time. Pa-pa-da-pa-da-pa-da.
A song from Africa.
À droite et recommencer. Dans le pré du fermier, il joue à tourner. Tour à gauche, tour à droite et recommencer.
Un cochon, deux cochons, trois petits cochons. On la queue, en tire-bouchon. Un cochon, deux cochons, trois petits cochons.
Dans la cour de la ferme, il se roule dans la boue. Sur le dos, sur le ventre, il s'en met partout. Dans la cour de la ferme, il se roule dans la boue. Sur le dos, sur le ventre, il s'en met partout.
Un cochon, deux cochons, trois petits cochons. Un cochon, deux cochons, trois petits cochons. On la queue, en tire-bouchon.
Dans la porcherie, ils vont se mettre au lit. Sur la paille ou sous la paille, peu importe, ils baillent. Dans la porcherie, ils vont se mettre au lit. Sur la paille ou sous la paille, peu importe, il baille. 1, 2, 3.
Let's take a dance break.
De candor. la puertorriqueña Margarita en flor. Entre San Juan y La Habana hay un puente solidario. Entre San Juan y La Habana hay un puente solidario. Lo cruzaremos a diario en pos de feliz mañana. Escúchame, borincano, oye bien lo que te digo. Tú siempre serás mi amigo, yo siempre seré tu hermano. Ay, sí.
Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor.
Con su carita risueña siempre de muy buena gana. Con su carita risueña siempre de muy buena gana. Al igual de la cubana, baila la puertorriqueña. Y es que el viento caribeño va a golpear en la cintura. Le transmite la ricura que hay en nuestro suelo isleño.
Ay, sí. Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. Rima caribeña, néctar de cantón. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor.
Siempre será la dueña, dueña de mi corazón.
La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor.
Eres la hermosa triqueña que alimenta mi ilusión.
La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor.
Ay, mira cómo te quiero, yo te quiero con fervor.
La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. La puertorriqueña, margarita en flor. Margarita en flor.
Un joyeux bois, un chaleureux chahut nous retient autour d'une table à peau du ventre bien tendu. Les vieux finissent l'eau de vie tandis que les jeunes mangent leur pain blanc en chatouillant les petits qui s'étouffent en rigolant. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots mais en petite monnaie. Une forte tête blonde termine sous la menace ses minuscules dés de viande en faisant la grimace. Il en donne un sur deux au chien, moi j'y vois clair dans son petit jeu. Il me supplie du regard, alors je ferme les yeux. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots mais en petite monnaie. Le bébé en bout de table sur sa chaise d'arbitre surveille d'un œil abstrait l'arbre généalogique. Dire qu'on vénère tellement ce petit incontinent, la grand-mère l'embrasse en rital. Je vous jure que c'est mieux avec l'accent. Ça me rappelle quand on était gamin, on faisait nos prières en italien. J'ai longtemps cru que Dieu était rital, mais maintenant je sais bien qu'il est américain. On fait les dunes de sel pour aspirer les taches de vin rouge renversé et les sujets qui fâchent. Les vieux souvenirs vacances roulent sur la nappe, les miettes de pain, les blagues plutôt grivoises, slalom entre les bouteilles de vin. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, Le bonheur, ça se trouve pas en lingots, mais en petite monnaie. La prune, la poire, la cerise, on va siroter tout le verger. Le grand-père sort les cigares et se les fait tous taxer. Morceaux de sucre dans l'alcool, raffinement de gastronome. C'est la chasse au canard dans le mar de Bourgogne.
Les repas
le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait. Le bonheur, ça se trouve pas en lingot, mais en petite monnaie, en petite monnaie.
That was a song from Cuba, and you may have noticed it was in French. It's called Small Change. This is the International Dance Hour. Let's come back to the stateside and keep it on the sunny side.
One, two, three.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. Every day it will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Though the storm in its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear, clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
places.
I like it like that.
Come on.
Shoes.
They had some cat shouting the blues. The people was yelling out for more, and all they were saying was, go man, go, come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's
come
at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place,
I like it like that.
You are listening to I Can.
阳当空照，花儿对我笑，小朋友早早早背着书包要去上学校。我去上学校，天天不迟到，爱学习爱劳动，长大要为人民立功劳。
Sit down and sing. Rock about.
is an Italian song.
Sopra un foglio di carta lo vedi il sole giallo. Ma se piove due segni di biro ti danno un ombrello. Gli alberi non sono altro che fiaschi di vino girati. Se ci metti due tipi là sotto saranno ubriachi. L'erba è sempre verde, si vede un punto lontano. Non si scappa, è il buon Dio, è un gabbiano e va verso il mare a volare. È tutto blu e una nave a navigare, a una vela, non di più, ma sott'acqua i pesci sanno dove andare, dove li pare, non dove vuoi tu. E il cielo sta a guardare, e il cielo è sempre blu, c'è un aereo lassù in alto e l'aereo scende giù. C'è chi a terra lo saluta con la mano, va piano piano fuori da un bar, chissà dove va. Sopra un foglio di carta lo vedi che viaggia in un treno. Sono tre buoni amici che mangiano e parlano piano. Da un'America all'altra uno scherzo ci vuole un secondo. Basta fare un bel cerchio ed ecco chi hai tutto il mondo. Un ragazzo cammina, cammina, arriva ad un muro. Chiudi gli occhi un momento e davanti si vede il futuro già. Un'astronave che non ha tempo né pietà, va su Marte, va dove vuole, niente mai lo sai, la fermerà. Se ci vieni incontro non fa rumore, non chiedi amore e non ne dà. Continuiamo a suonare, lavorare in città, noi che abbiamo un po' paura, ma la paura passerà. Siamo tutti in ballo, siamo sul più bello, in un acquarello che scolorirà, che scolorirà. Sopra un foglio di carta lo vedi il sole giallo, ma scolorirà. E se piove due segni di biro ti danno un ombrello che scolorirà. Basta fare un bel cerchio ed ecco chi hai tutto il mondo che scolorirà.
кричишь, как я, что ты, диги-диги так. Копилота шумело, ах, ты зигишь, как я, что ты, диги-диги так.
I'm Abacus P. Grumbler from What If World, where stories from kids like you come to life. Tune in today at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Mama, he, your mama, he, your mama.
Pata Pata is one of the most famous songs from Africa. This next song is also from Africa, a country called Nigeria. Mafe is about loving someone no matter what, like the way your adult loves you.
ICANN Radio is proud to sponsor the Young Artists Professional Development Competition, open this year to violinists, cellists, and pianists in the Portland metro area. Created by DuPont Creativity Partners and Chatter PDX, The competition offers winners the opportunity to collaborate and perform with musicians from the Oregon Symphony and other ensembles, as well as an honorarium. Musicians ages 14 to 18 can learn more and apply at theconcertsatthebarn.com/YA-PDC.
Cae bomba en Manhattan. Yo digo que eso es mentira, porque la bomba está en Puerto Rico. Dicen que ahí en Miami hay rumba en calle 8. Esto yo no lo dudo, pero la timba está en La Habana.
Oye, hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba bumbum, y esa bomba no es de montón. Oye, hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba bumbum, y esa bomba no es de montón.
Pa' mi gente Santo Colombia y Venezuela, le traigo bomba bum bum con todito mi corazón. Por eso yo te repito, prepara bien los cueros. Ahí viene la bomba bum bum y lo canto para el mundo entero.
Oye, hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba bum bum y esa bomba no es de montón. Oye, hermanito, prepárame los cueros. Ahí viene bomba bum bum y esa bomba no es de montón.
Bye.
You're listening to I Can on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
I'm Mr. Eric. You're listening to I Can on HD2 and streaming online. What If World is coming up next.
What if kittens played the Glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What If World? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're going to start with a question from a patron named Jack.
Hi, my name is Jack. I like Spider-Man. And my what if question is, what if Alabaster Zero and all of What If World had identical twins?
I like if he gets a thumb and some happy eyes, and then I die.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jack. And I should add that Jack's little sister Alice said she likes Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and to play outside. So thank you, Jack and Alice. And today we're going to answer one more question from a review written by Owen. Owen asks, what if Fred the dog was sick and JF Cat came?
And it's just in time for me to give a good shout out to siblings Jordan and Jackson.
Hey Fred, and yes, thank you Jordan and Jackson.
Well, I've got a perfect shout out to give to Abigail.
Oh, Percy, please don't use that purr. It's too calming. It just puts me to sleep.
Perfect. Then maybe I'll tell the story.
Okay, Percy, you're putting yourself to sleep, too. Let's just thank Abigail and our final friend named Asa, who really likes police officers. And, well, Detective Alabaster Zero is going to end up in this story.
Okay, thank you, Asa, Abigail, Jackson, and Jordan.
Oh, quit it with that soothing voice. Percy, I'm going to tell the story.
Well, I'll wake up Mr. Eric, and he can tell us what if Alabaster Zero and all of What If World had identical twins.
And what if Fred the dog was sick and JF Cat came?
Oh, fooey.
Fred the dog does not start this story sick. In fact, he is feeling like $1 million.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad I feel like $1 million. Because the sky mouth is closed, and we've solved a lot of what-if problems lately.
He was feeling so wonderful, in fact, that he went to visit his old friend, JF Cat, at Fur Force headquarters.
JF Cat, what if we're finally getting back to normal?
I'm pretty sure there's no such thing as normal here.
But we are happy that things are getting better, said Verilise.
She and Alabaster shared the same headquarters as the Fur Force.
Yeah, I think we should take a play break outside.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Meow, shouldn't you do some of your presidential duties before?
JF Cat, I do those duties outside, like a good dog.
No, not... I mean like paperwork and stuff.
But Feralise, Alabaster Zero, and Fred the Dog were already running out of Fur Force HQ to play under the bright and sparkly sky.
Don't worry, Jojo. Mr. Mouser is faxing over all of my work for later.
But maybe you should handle one little responsibility before playing.
JF Cat had never heard a fax machine before. It sounded like the interwhat was trying to cough up a rusty harmonica.
Get me out of here.
And JF Cat rushed outside too, as Fred's responsibilities just kept piling up.
Look at this,
cried Alabaster Zero, lifting up his shirt to show that he had 4 belly buttons.
What in the world?
More like what ifs in the world,
said Feralise, gesturing above them.
It's perfect weather for what ifs today.
Yeah, Alice in the Sky with Ideamans came, and she's waning what ifs all over the place.
And indeed, JF Cat could see a distant, glimmering lady sprinkling down ideas atop them. Your ideas, in fact. A gentle storm of magical changes swept across them, transforming the 4 playmates into anything you can imagine. They took turns ruling What If World and trading places with each other and getting big and small and old and young and flying and teleporting. The hours whiled away, but every once in a while, Fred and JF Cat could still hear that distant fax machine piling up responsibilities.
Okay, said JF Cat, having just turned back from a giraffe. Oh, I think we've been out in the magic for long enough. We don't want to catch a glowed.
Don't you mean a cold?
No, he means a glowed. It's when you've been out in the magic for too long and you get sick.
Oh, how could something this fun ever be bad for you?
Said Fred the dog, turning gigantic and eating Alabaster Zero.
Oh, spit me out, Fred.
Okay.
Thank goodness you were given flower breath by this magic.
All right, well, I'm gonna head inside. I don't wanna get sick.
Suit yourself.
Bye-bye, Jojo.
Wow, my 4 belly buttons are actually spinnerets that shoot out webs. Just call me Spider Belly Boy.
Okay, fine.
And when JF Cat stepped inside Fur Force HQ, there were piles of faxes all over the floor, and the phone immediately started ringing.
Uh-oh. Oh, I think we may have been playing for longer than we realized.
JF Cat picked up the phone in fear.
Jojo, it's me, Freddy. I'm outside. I'm sick.
JF Cat, can you come get us? We're sick.
I think we got a glowed.
Off a meowing out loud.
JF Cat turned back around and went outside to see that Alice had finally floated away, leaving Fred, Feralise, Alabaster, and Fred shivering in the... Wait.
Yeah, there's 2 of us now. Oh, this Fred's so good at counting all of a sudden.
All right, which one of you's the real Fred?
I don't really
know. Fred sneezed on Alabaster and Feralise, and then...
Cool, I've got a twin brother. You've got a twin. Big whoop.
Well, the 2 of you have very rude twins, I must say. Oh, but my twin's better than your twin because I'm a fairy and all the things I do are better.
Fred, I think your sneezes make everyone have identical twins.
Oh, this kitty cat is so smart.
Sarcastic identical twins.
Don't you mean ident-evil twins? Wow, ident-evil. How long did it take you to come up with that?
Oh, JF Cat, I think I'm gonna have to call in sick to being president. Could you do it for a few weeks or something?
You can't call in sick to being president. Let's just handle one problem at a time. I'm gonna get the 3 or 6 of you some soup. Come on inside.
Oh, yeah, and deal with all that work in there. As if...
Our responsibilities don't go away just because... Because I'm a fairy and I've got to make everyone do the right thing all the time.
Fine, I'll bring the soup out here.
And as JF Cat cooked up a big pot of soup, he could hear Fred continuing to sneeze outside, sending more ident-evil twins out into What If World.
All right, said JF Cat, standing on his hind legs to carefully carry a big pot of soup out to his sick friends.
There should be enough soup out here for everyone.
And now that I'm not president, I'm smarter and wiser than ever. Oh, sorry, I sneezed out the double of you while you were gone,
said Fred the dog. And there were twins running around all over the place. Crazy, wacky stuff was happening everywhere.
Oh, sorry, I also sneezed out a double of you, Mr. Eric.
Hey, okay. Don't just make crazy, wacky stuff happen for no reason.
And suddenly the soup turned into a caterpillar clown and everyone was chasing it all over the place.
No, that is not what happened. They ate the soup
and JF Cat took care of them and they all got better.
Oh, yeah. The end.
No. No.
We still got identical twins running amok.
And I'm pretty worn out of taking care of all of you. And putting up with your sarcastic tones.
Okay, you go all go back to work. I just still think I need like one more day, a week, a month to just like sit here and not have to worry about my responsibilities.
I guess I'm never gonna get better. So you're just gonna have to take care of me forever and ever.
And me and the other alabaster are gonna have to use our web shooting belly buttons to catch all the identical twins, even me.
Are you serious? Because that sounds like a great idea.
Of course I'm serious. I just talk this way, so we're vocally distinct.
You just still sound so sarcastic, it's really hard for me to...
Let's just go.
And the two alabasters shot out webs from their belly buttons.
We prefer to be called Spider Belly Boys.
Yeah, I actually like Spider Belly Boy.
And I guess I'll take the other Fred and the other JF Cat and go tell a story about how they saved everybody somewhere else. Thank you, Mr. Eric. This was getting kind of confusing.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
You two can go, but me and this Fred, we're going to stay and get taken care of.
Okay, so just me and sarcastic JF Cat going like... Save a different what-if world or something.
All right, Fred. Everyone had their rest. Except for me. But now it's time for you to get back to being president.
There's just so many faxes in there, and the machine is loud and scary.
You're sounding just like your identical twin.
The Feralises and Alabasters. And even the other JF Cat and Mr. Eric kept collecting more and more identical twins, while Fred continued to play sick and spend time with himself.
Me and Spider Baby Boy have been helping out all over the place.
It's so fun. Please ignore my tone. I'm sincere.
Listen, Fred, I'm not gonna make you go back to being president, but there's a lot of people out there who want you in their lives.
But I'm afraid I'm never going to play with my friends anymore.
I'm only ever gonna work and work and work and work forever.
Sometimes that's what responsibility feels like.
But it is kinda nice when I get to help people.
Oh, sure. And the more you help people, the more time those people have to play with you because you help them and they also want to play with you more because you were so nice and thoughtful.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the Freds stood up and stretched their legs for the first time in what felt like ages.
Oh, that's a good story. Oh, that's a good story.
He walked over to Fur Force HQ, where faxes were actually spilling out the window. And after reading the document...
Oh, this is like a good activity, actually.
He stretched out with his tongue and grabbed a little pen and gave it a quick signature and... A bunch of the doubles crammed into Fur Force HQ disappeared. And as the Fur Force and friends worked together to straighten out their headquarters, all the rest of the doubles finally disappeared, becoming a part of the people and creatures they'd sprung from in the first place. Everyone in What If World had met that person inside themselves, who knew all the little things they were afraid to talk about.
And everyone lived happily ever after, and there were no more problems, and
there's no such thing as a perfect story.
Okay, now to the identical Eric. Sorry, I missed one.
The end. Well, Owen, Alice, and Jack, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, James and Julian, identical twin brothers and two of my best, most imaginative friends, and all you kids at home who know that helping out your friends and family is not only rewarding, it leaves them more time and energy to play with you. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation.
committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.
It's time to get things started
on a more sensational, inspirational, celebrational Muppet